Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavuot Tov, Shavuot the 7 days collectively called by the Gentiles a week, but we like to call it the sabbatical strong. Here. The first day, a new Shavuot, a new 7 beginning right here. So here for the first day service. Here, first day service, Shavuot Tov, Melkam, beautifully good, Ehud, first day of the set. So here we move into the first day service, aka we also refer to as a Sunday service here, first day service here on the Ian and the Irish. We left off actually at the, we fulfilled the fourth Revi, Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah. So we have the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh to come right here. What a drama. Matriarchal drama right here. Here we have Yaakov. Here we have the patriarch Jacob, right? He had to come out of his family situation with Baraka, with a blessing, you know, and Esau as a murderous intent and everything. So Yitzhak and Rachel, interesting, Slika, Yitzhak and Rebecca, right? The R's got me right there. Yitzhak, Isaac, and the second of the Hebrew matriarchs, we have Rebecca. They come to agreements. The interesting narrative, often the ones are going after the counterfeit, like Christian kind of exaggerations, and they leave out a lot of things, and they have a whole other narrative. So most people, they hear this story, this narrative, but when we really study it, we get to see a clearer, you know, and a fuller view right here. But here we have Jacob. Jacob, he trods to the Kedem. Interesting. Look to the east. You know, not just like, see, perspective is very important right here. So we're over here in the West. So in the West, you know, after the captivities, when we look to the Kedem, there was a part right here as it's going through the Aliyot right here. Let's just kind of segue for continuity purposes. I think it was chapter 29, the Kaf 8th chapter, when it says, then Jacob went on his journey, while Yisah, and rising up Yaakov, Raglav, modern Hebrew, Raglav, ancient pointing, Raglayo, Regel is the foot. So he kind of rose up. Jacob rose up his foot. He rose up his foot, bringing out the Hebrew sense right here. Why you saw Nasa to rise up, lift up. Why you saw and lifted up Yaakov, Jacob, Raglayo, his feet. Why you lek, and he went. It's interesting because here in the, you know, I'm looking at the Chumash right here. Let me try to get the KJV right here, because we like to kind of compare, you know, the translations, what's the consistency, what's the inconsistency, because even a word like we say, and Jacob went, right? Jacob went. So we can go over a little overview right here, because we kind of went a little bit over with the after the Shabbat for the 7th sabbatical study due to the time of the Aliyot, you know, the 3rd and the 4th Aliyot. So here we're going to pick up with the 5th and 6th and seal up with the 7th from the Torah reading, then press forward with the Haftarah, the prophet's reading from Hosea chapter 12 and the Brit Chadash, right, the renewed covenant called the New Covenant or New Testament reading from Yohanan, the gospel according to Yohanan. But here, Genesis chapter 28, looking KJV wise, from low degrees to high degrees, chapter 28 at verse 10, where it says, and Jacob went out from Beersheba, and went to Harana. Now the went out right there, we call this RSS number 7, Shabbat, Vayitzeh, modern Hebrew, Vayitzeh, ancient pointing, Afro-Semitic, Ethio-Semitic pointing, Yitzah, like the sense of Exodus, Yetziat Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Mitzrayim. So the root sense has to come out, but it's also kind of like the Exodus sense. I point that out because over here in chapter 29, in chapter 29 right here, we go to chapter 29, let's go to the King James Version, see how King James Version brings out chapter 29, this first verse. This is Jacob's, Yaakov's years at Haran, or Haran, right? So from chapter 29 to chapter 31, verse 10. Right, picking up here, Genesis chapter 29, KJV, it says, then Jacob went on his journey. While the Hebrew sense, right, the Hebrew sense of it, that's a good paraphrase right there in the KJV. But here in the Hebrew, Vayisa Yaakov Raglayo. Vayisa Yaakov Raglav, modern Hebrew enunciation. But Vayisa, and rising up, Yaakov Jacob Raglayo, rising up. You know, rising up on the foot, rising up his foot, right? Heel and toe, right? And it says, and came to the land of the people of the east, of the people of the east. So here we look at chapter 29, verse 1, went. You see the went right there from the halak. Halak is like to walk or to trot. Halak, where we get vayelek. Right, or Y-Yelek, Y-N-Yelek, Yelek, Arsa, and he went the land, B'nai Edom. He went the land in the direction of the land, Arsa, as we have Aretz. Aretz is like land, or in some cases they translate as earth, but land, Aretz. Here we have Arsa, Arsa, the ha, the hey at the end, and the Hebrew points out directionally speaking. You know what I mean? So not just to land, but to the land, like in the direction of the land. Arsa b'nei Kedem, to the land of the sons, the direct sense, the sons of the Kedem, or the children of the Kedem, the children of the east. Interesting, in Mitzrayim, they look to the east too. Right, you know, for Ray, or, you know, for the one in the solar bark, the sun to rise from the east. So just recognize this perspective, the matter about perspective. Here in the west, the east is, well, everything that is east of this western Gentile hemisphere, right? So actually West Africa, you know, would be the east as well from this western orientation. But now putting it into the context of then, going to the east, even if you're in ancient Mitzrayim, a.k.a. Smai Tawi, which is a more correct term for ancient Mitzrayim, or Kemet that speaks to a particular part of the arable ground, the east is still the east. And the east in the Hebrew is referred to as the Kedem. We say Kadima, Kadima, Kadima in the Hebrew. It's like forward. Like, you know, we're doing something, we want to pick up and go, like Kadima, Kadima. That has a sense of moving forward, right? So the forefront part, right? The front part, or in directional sense, the Kedem, right, is the east. But it's not really that part that I wanted to bring out to the brothers and sisters, the use of the Kedem, as we say, Kedamawi, right? The first, in that sense, the one who go before, the Kedami, the forerunner, so to speak, just breaking down a little bit of the meaning in the Afro-Shemitic, right, the Ethio-Shemitic tongues like the biblical Hebrew. So people say, well, you know, the Bible is not really African. When they talk about the continent like that, you know, call it Africa. It's as false as calling Egypt Egypt. If you say it was Greek, well, I guess Africa was more brought out by the Latins. But, you know, going to the east, right, looking to the east, right, looking to the east, just to point out the significance of the Kedem from a Hebrew perspective, you know, from a Hebrew perspective when we're speaking about the Kedem. But when they try to say that this is not like an African tradition, they hear folks, some folks talk about that, even some folks who you would think they have more scholarly, you know, among our people, black and brown people over here, it's just among the Kemetic and House of conscious community ones, but then think about it for a moment right here, right? The language Hebrew according to the academically, like to tell us about academic consensus. Well, according to the academics and the scholars, right, Hebrew is Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic, right? And then people say, well, it's not about the Asiatics. It's about the Asiatics. I don't know if they even know what they are saying in saying Asiatics, because actually we have Cush and the Ethiopians in both of the ancient river valley civilization, the one in the Aram Naharaim, aka Mesopotamia, as some call it, that now river, well, that river valley civilization, and also in the west. So actually, Egypt will be west when we start to look at it in a proper perspective. So even Egypt in the west, the Kemetics or the Smitawians, if we would call them that, in Egypt or Mitzrayim, they still looked at the significance of the Kedem, right, or looking to the east. I thought that was significant when it says the children or the people in the KJV, they bring it out as, and Jacob came in Genesis chapter 29, verse 1, and came into the land of the people of the east. But hear the Hebrew for a moment. Wayaleka Azza Bnei Kedem. Wayalek, and he trotted Azza to the land in direction of the land of the Bnei, of the sons of Kedem, right? Of the sons, the children of the east. Right? So look to the east. Right? What was pointing to is that the roots after what is referred to as the flood. You know, even Noah's flood in that time, when we come to the midday of the civilization of this 8 to 10,000 years, you know, there was a new orientation of beginning, right? Even with the Cushites, right, and the other children of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth in the east, in the Kedem. Right now, if we go to the more ancient times, like before the flood incident that we have in the Hebrew scriptures, well, there we have an origin in the other river valley civilization. But after what is referred to as the flood, because something did happen, many civilizations, they testify, you know, to this whole flood idea, whether it was a localized flood or whether it was an earth-wide sort of flood, that's, you know, that's debatable right there. But here, in looking at the word went, here we have, then Jacob, he trotted, or he, in a sense, halak, to walk, to go, right? He went, in a sense of he trotted. But in Genesis chapter 28, picking up with this seventh sabbatical study for Shabbat Vayitzeh, it uses the Yitzeh, the Tzah. He had the Exodus. So there's these little mini Exoduses, because people speak about the Exodus of Mitzrayim and the Hebrews and the Bnei Yisrael, right? That's upcoming in our Torah studies, Jah willing, you know. However, right here, he had the Exodus. It wasn't just say he yelek. It doesn't use the word yelek, right? It actually uses the word that he had the Exodus, right? He had the Exodus. I'm pointing to that because it adds a context, you know, as we go to the Hebrew, right, and look at a better sense than the sense that we have been, you know, made to believe wholeheartedly by and large over the past 400 years. So here, picking up with the first verse, the first words right here, here in Genesis chapter 28 at verse 10, Vayetzeh Yaakov, and he exodus, and Jacob, he exodus, right? Mi be'er, right? Shava, right? From the well of the seven, from the well of the covenant, some might say, more better, from the well of the oath, right? Also, this is connected with the well of vision, right? That vision that Hagar, remember Hagar? There's a vision there with the Malach, Yahuwah, right? But here it says, Vayetzeh Yaakov mi be'er shava, Vayelech Harana. So in this verse, it has both words here. The word that we're linking here in this reasoning with the Hebrew word for Exodus, a different sort of a coming out, right? And the word for went or to go, to trod, wayelek. So basically, and Yaakov, he exits from the well of the oath, from the well of the seven, the well of the vision, ni be'er shava, wayelek, and he trod it, and he trod it, right? Harana, harana. So here, you know, looking at the time right here, hopefully ones are gathered together, going to ride up right here. But let's touch on a little metaphysics, right? Just a little of the metaphysics of Harana, right? Just in this first verse, because this might help to see a fuller full as we go through seeking to make sense, you know, make sense of it all.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Master Father, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travel this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
So here for this seventh sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, known as Vayitzei Yaakov, and Jacob went, he exodused ni be'er shava from Beersheba, wayelek, and he went and he walked and he trod it, wayelek harana. Now harana in the English, they just bring out haran, right? But the Hebrew is harana. This is similar to what we were, you know, making a point of reference here between the opening first words right here in Genesis chapter 28, verse 10, and in Genesis chapter 29, at verse 1, where we have Vayisa Yaakov Raglayo, Vayisa Yaakov Raglayo, Vayelek Alsa Bnei Kedem. There's a very interesting connection. Remember we spoke about the arsa, the ha at the end, points to, and he went, not the land, but he went in the direction of the land of Wayelek. He tried it, Wayelek, arsa, b'nei Kedem, in the direction of the land of the sons of the Kedem, the sons of the east. It's similar to what we have right here in the opening first words, Wayelek Harana. Now the place is Haran. So the ha at the end, the hey at the end, that brings out the Harana. And he trod it Harana. He trod it in the direction. That's why the better translations, right? See a King James. The King James has it where it says, and he went toward Haran. Toward Haran, just as we also have right here in chapter 29, where it says, and Jacob went on his journey and came to the land of the children of the east, right? Well, actually, in the King James Version, it would say came to the land of the people. It doesn't use the word people. More correctly, it would be the children or the sons of the Kedem. It says, and came, right, to the land. Right, he trod it. Right, he trod it. He walked. He trod it towards the land of. Now, these might be little points, but they are important points, you know, as we are building. So, and Jacob, right? So here we have this passage, the opening passage in Genesis chapter 28 at verse 10 in the Kaf Chet chapter. The passage relates actually to Esau, to Esau's marriage to Mahalat. This was a digression. It occasioned by the mention of Yitzhak, of Isaac's displeasure, right, at the daughters of Canaan, and therefore also his displeasure. It's like his eyes. You remember his eyes were dim in the previous. He was legally blind, as we say, but now he's beginning to see, right? It's expressed by his displeasure at the daughters of Canaan, you know, at those local chicks, those local daughters, you know. We might tell a hood rat. I might use that in a sense just to make a point, because there's many ones and ones, you know, parents that might tell their children, maybe you was told that, so forth and so on. Maybe it was true. Maybe it wasn't true. That's a digression right there. But here, Yitzhak's displeasure at the daughters of Canaan, right? And something that's interesting concerning Esau that often is not discussed, right? And also the change, it seems, of Yitzhak. No doubt Yitzhak still probably has some love, you know, for Esau. But he begins to see the truth from the previous Torah reading and feeding, Genesis chapter 28, first nine verses, bringing us here to the seventh sabbatical study, right? Now, the main narrative resumes. He went out, why you'd say, he exodus out, why you'd say, Yaakov. Scripture need only to have stated, the scripture only really needs to have stated that he went towards Harana. It could have said, Wayelek Harana, the last part of the verse, and he went towards Haran. So what's going on here? The mention of the fact that he went out, or why you'd say, and he went out. It all has to do with the key word. Let's go into this a little bit more right here. Went out. So place that the same word is used in the KJV or translations really reflects, you know, the underlying original or what they purport to be translating from, right? And it's there that sometimes, many times, a lot of confusions come in when you're really seeking to build or understand something. You have to go to the primary, you know, the primary reference as best as possible. And here we're going firstly from the Hebrew instead of Tawi Kwan Kwa. And here we have the word Yatzah. The word Yatzah. Yatzah is the root of Yayetzeh, right? Yayetzeh. They have this as went, right? Here in the Yehudi, in the Chumash, the Torah, it says, and Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Harana. You see how they use the word went in both places? Now, to some people, that's not a big point. Well, it is a big point, because here, scripture only needed to have said that he went towards Harana. The mention of the fact that he, why you'd say, it teaches that a righteous man's departure, it leaves its mark. Right? And a righteous man, a righteous people, sometimes you have to come out of the situation. The situation is not, you know, it's not the place. It's not your provision is not there, right? But it's another place, right? Another spot, right? You may be doing the right things, right? But you have to get to the right space. And in Jacob's case, Jacob was on the verge of perhaps, possibly, you know, being murdered, you know, by his own brother. His brother was waiting until his papa died, because his papa was making it seem like he going to die soon. But then when we look at the narrative, he lived for another 20-something years. Well, remember, Isaac was legally blind. He was dim, you know, but his wife, our matriarch, helped to give him sight. So when one say, oh, woo, Rebecca and Jacob, they tricked Isaac and they stole this. This is just coming from a Gentile mind. They might not know any better. But when a righteous man's departure, it leaves its mark, right, on the city. While he is in it, right, he is the splendor, the luster, the beauty. When he leaves, this departs with him. So a more forceful word in the Hebrew, right? Yetzei, and he go out. He come out. He exited. We say exodus because the same root used in the Yetziat Mitzrayim, to exodus, right? That process procedure, but it's from the root Yatzah. Yatzah is the Hebrew H3318, Yatzah. The BDB defines it as to go out, the sense of to come out, but a more forceful is like to exit. And exit is just a kind of a root, so to speak, of exodus, right? The same sense is there to exit, right? He exit, right? He went forward. To go, to come out, or to come forth, the sense of to depart, right? To go forth, to go forward, in the sense of to proceed to, right? There was a goal here, right? He didn't go out just for a walk, a leisurely walk, but he has a destination. To come, to go forth with purpose. Why it's a, with purpose, right? And or for a result. To come out of something, you know, it's not just in a sense, oh, he just went, I went to the store, I went for a walk. No, you came out of that situation. You exited out of that situation. You went forward, right, out of that situation. So here, Strong's bring out the sense of to go in a causative sense to bring, to go out, right? There's a great variety of applications, but the main application, right, that resonates right here, right, is he had to exodus out of this situation. You know, his brother, his twin brother, right, he already at the age of 40 had two Canaanite wives, which was a displeasure to both his parents, but still, yet and still, Yitzhak, he loved him. No doubt he must have heard that oracle of Yahuwah, right, that the prophetess, right, the second of the Hebrew matriarchs, Rivka, must have mentioned. But then the scripts is on point when it highlights, you know, that he wanted to bless his son from his soul, like his feelings, his emotions, you know, because his belly, you know, the belly full, you know, his belly was full with his son's venison. You know, very natural thing. He had to level up. We see Yitzhak, right, as that second, that patriarch, right, of the Trinity of Patriarchs, actually leveling up, you know, within the narrative, to the point that in the beginning of chapter 28, he blesses his son at least, we count like at least two times. Right? He blesses him again, but when you really read the narrative, it's like he blesses him twice again. And then he gave him a charge. Let's just connect this part here because this connects with those who will be caping and simping for Esau. Seems like a lot of the Kemetics, they come against the Hebrews, and we, as Israelites, they be caping for Esau. But no doubt, maybe they are of Esau. This is why we say that Esau is not the white man, so to speak. But the white man does have the spirit of Esau. You know how it goes. You know, we as black people, you know, we, how can I say, we affect and affect many peoples, even though they may not give credit. Right, so the white man is affected by Esau, but Esau is not the white man as you believe. In this narrative here, look at Laban, look at Laban, right, and pointing to Laban. Is Laban, did Laban make the white man? At least his characteristics, we see it here. If not he himself, we can see the characteristics. Ain't nothing new under the sun. But here in chapter 28, for continuity purposes, right, this is a chapter where Yaakov reaches Beit El, right, or a place he calls Bethel, right? The Abrahamic covenant is confirmed to him. And it begins off saying, and Yitzhak, right, and Isaac called Yaakov. Remember, this is after the whole clever thing that went on, right? And blessed him and charged him and charged him. So he called, many are called, right? And he blessed him, right? The word sound power, indication of peace and prosperity. And he charged him, right? And he charged him. Charge in what sense? Think about that right here. If we say charge today, it means something totally different than the charge here. Charge here is sawa, Tsawa, Tsawa. Some might say Tsava, Tsava, modern Hebrew, Tsawa, Tsawa. He commanded him, right? He gave him orders. In another context, this is like a commission, right? He was given a commission, right? He commissioned him and said to him, note the Trinity, Hashiluchak Adosh, Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, where Yitzhak, one, called Jacob, then two, he blessed him, and then he commissioned or charged or commanded him, and then he said to him, thou shalt not take a Isha, an Eshet, an Oset, a woman, a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Now remember, this is Yitzhak, right? This is Isaac saying this. Note when we just, reflect on chapter 26 at the 35th verse, after Esau reaching 40 years of age, he marries twice, a double marriage. I don't know at the same time, but he took to him Judith, the daughter of Beri, the Hittite, right? And Bashemat, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite. And in verse 35, it says, which were a grief of mine to Yitzhak and Rivka. But nevertheless, when we get to chapter 27, it says, and it came to pass, chapter of the lost blessing, it came to pass, that's what happened when you sell, when you sell your birthright, you sell out, Esau sold out. It says, and it came to pass that when Yitzhak was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see. We call this, from a metaphysical interpretation, he was legally blind. He was Torah blind, direction, instruction blind. He called Esau his eldest, according to the flesh. He must have been ignoring. Did he not hear what Yahweh had said to Rivka, to Rebekah, right? And he called Esau his eldest son and said to him, my son, Beni. And he said to him, behold, here am I. And then you can go through it. He says, now I am old. He don't know when he's going to die, but obviously he thinks that it must be soon. And then he says to his son in verse 4, he says, basically bring me some, go out there, hunt something, bring me some meat, some food, such as I love, savory meat, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul, see, we have to always think from the Hebrew perspective, what is the soul? In the psychology of humanity, in general, or specifically in the psychology of the Beta Israel, Yasher Allah, what does the soul represent? What part, what aspect of the human being? That my soul may bless thee before I die. And if you read this in the Hebrew, it comes out like, that my soul, she may bless me. You see, these nuances are very, very important, and you could tell it gets lost in translation. Right. So in spite of him marrying these two daughters of Canaan at 40 years of age, and remember both Jacob and Esau, they were brothers. So they're basically the same age besides who came out first naturally. But here now he calls Jacob, blesses him, charges him and says to him, right, thou should not take a Isha, Eshet, right, of the daughters of Canaan. He says, arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a Isha, Eshet, from thence of the daughters of Laban. And Laban, the word means white, just to put that little note there, right? And it's said by other Yehudi that Japheth was Lavani, he was Laban, he was white, thy mother's brother. Now, we don't think that he was white, because his name was that, because there's another meaning to white. But it's kind of interesting when we start to look at what, maybe it wasn't the big head scientist named Jacob, not according to the people of the book, that made the white man. And maybe it's not Esau in that sense, right? But it's actually something with Laban we're missing, the Laban connection, the evil uncle connection. But in verse 3, he says, and El Shaddai. Now, we look at the blessing that was given, right, ostensibly to Jacob, right, instead of Esau, right? We look at the Hashem, right? We look at the divine names used, right? We don't find the El Shaddai. The El Shaddai, or in the translation, God Almighty, is a very important name, especially among the patriarchs. So he invoking this now on Yaakov, this is a real blessing, not his soul, his psychic blessing, you know, his soul, she blessing him, you know what I mean? Because he feels for his son because of food and everything and all that, yada, yada, yada. But here, now Yitzhak is doing his duty, right? He says, El Shaddai bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people. Now, this is on top of the other barakah. So even if one say, well, that first blessing, you know, he stole that, blah, 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 blah. But here's the real blessing. And give thee the barakah. So in this barakah, in this word sound of blessing, he's saying to Yaakov, Jacob, that may El Shaddai, the Almighty Supply, the Almighty I, give thee the baraka of Abraham to thee and to thy seed, Zarekah, to thy race, thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, that Elohim gave to Abraham. Right? Now, here's something interesting in this whole narrative here. When we're in Genesis chapter 28, this is the continuity here from the sixth sabbatical study, right, here in this semester with this seventh sabbatical study, right, that picks up at verse 10, Genesis 28 and 10. It's that fifth verse, Let's plead the fifth. Let's read the fifth. And Yitzhak sent away Yaakov. Wait. It's saying right here that Yitzhak sent away Yaakov, and he went to Padan Aram, to Laban, son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob, and Esau, and Esau's mother. But note this here in verse 6. So in verse 5, it gives the impression that, well, after the barakah, Yitzhak sent away his son Yaakov, right, and where he sent him and the relationship. But then in verse 6, it says, When Esau saw that Yitzhak had blessed Yaakov. See, he didn't get to see the blessing in the previous chapter, 27. He heard about it, right, and he wept about it. But now, after he wept, after he dried his eye, what did he see? Esau saw that Yitzhak, his father that unduly favored him because of the food, you know, his hunting, you know, the food that he fixed and cooked for his father. When Esau saw that Yitzhak had blessed Yaakov and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a Isha, an Eshet, a Arset, if you please, from thence, from there, a woman, a wife from there, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, he gave him a command, a commission, saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Now, just from the perspective of the narrative here, what must Esau be thinking? You know, what must Esau be thinking? What did Esau think? You know, he said, wait, hold on. Oops. This might be why. He's wondering why all this has happened to him. Right, you know, his birthright, you know, I don't know if he, you know, why did he sell it? You know, that was the key. That's a key incident from a Hebrew perspective. The Hebrews, we never had a problem with this right here. It's the Gentile minds that did, because they don't understand like a birthright or blessing, because think about it, in 400 years, you know, these things, our ancient tribes and traditions have been broken down, and we've been made to live in the image of the Gentiles. So from the Gentile mind, we don't really understand this. But as we study the Torah right here, it says that his marriage, right, to these two Hittite women, basically they are daughters of the bigger tribe or the bigger people, the Canaan, the Canaanites. He married two of them, Judith, the daughter of Beri the Hittite, and Bashemat, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. And then it says in verse 35, Genesis 26, 35, which were a grief of mine to Yitzhak and to Rivka, right? They were a grief of mine. Now when he sees this charge, notice how this chapter, before we catch up here with the seventh sabbatical study, how chapter 28, it zooms in on the charge and what Esau saw, right? Esau saw that as his father, right? Avinu Yitzhak had blessed his brother Yaakov that he gave him a charge, a commission, saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Basically, it's almost like saying, don't do like your brother. Don't do like your twin brother did, you know? And Yaakov and Jacob did what? He obeyed his father and his mother. Nothing about Jacob was that Jacob was Tom, like to say complete, perfect, you know, proper, right? It says that he obeyed his father and his mother. It didn't say, well, he obeyed his father and he disrespected his mother, like Esau, right? Or that he obeyed his mother and disrespected his father, right? Now, of course, someone want to make the argument about what occurred, you know, in chapter 27. Well, we can reason on that. But here, at verse 7 of chapter 28, 28 and 7, it says, and Yaakov, Jacob, obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan Aram, right, to Padan Aram. And Esau seeing, notice there's a lot of Esau seeing, right? Esau saw in verse 6, and here in verse 8, it says Esau seeing. Esau saw, past tense, Esau seeing what he's beholding, that the daughters of Canaan please not Yitzhak, his father. You notice something that's missing right there? What is the Torah writer seeking to bring out to us right there? Something is missing. It didn't say that, and he saw that the daughters of Canaan please not his father, Isaac, his father, and Rivka and Rebecca, his mother. It just says, it pleased not Yitzhak. You know, so that means that he no doubt ignored the mother. You know what I mean? He wasn't very honorable to the mother. Now, what's interesting is we have the Mitzhafer Kufale, or the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, Likud Genesis, and it goes a little bit more into that disrespect, right, of his parents, especially after his brother, right, Yaakov, was away for 20-something years. What did Esau do? You know, he got back, you know, so to speak, you know what I mean? But he only was considering that, well, this does not please his father, right? Then it says in verse 9, then, right, when Esau to Yishmael. Now he's going to Ishmael, right? Not the daughters of Canaan no more, but it says, and then he took to the wives which he had. He took to the wives which he had, the two Hittite women. He took to the wives that he had, Mahalat, the daughter of Yishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, to be Ishto, Esheto, to be his Isha, Eshet. Perhaps he thought like maybe this was a way, you know, of reclaiming, you know, something. It reminds me of the Epistle to the Hebrews. In the Epistle to the Hebrews, right, when it talks about, what is that, the faith chapter? The faith chapter was at chapter 11, right? Chapter 11 also can be, you know, a sign of, you know, bankruptcy on a certain level, but how it speaks about how, you know, when he had lost the blessing, you know, he sought for it, you know, he sought for it with tears, you know, he sought for it with tears. He was trying to, you know, find a solution, you know, and this was one of his attempts to find a solution. Okay, therefore, he didn't get rid of the otherwise, probably was too late for that, you know, to do anything about that. Family is what family be. So, but he thought, well, he would add to his family, right, one of the daughters of Yishmael. Now, this is where we now connect right here with, and Yaakov went out from Be'er Sheba. So we have almost like a twofold, right, him going out. First, Yitzhak sent him away in verse 5, where he would go to. And then there's a little like an interlude concerning Esau. Esau was there. Esau was watching. You know, Esau was picking up on this. And even though the scripture says that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, right, and was going to Padan Aram, right, these place names, we got to touch on what's the significance. Hebraically and metaphysically, according to the HD, you know, the Hebrew definition of these place names, right, on the second of the two truths, right? He went to Paddan Aram, right? And then here in verse 10, it says, and Yaakov, he went out from Be'er Sheva, and he went towards Harana. Now, here, like to fulfill right here the Torah reading and feedings here on this first day service right here. So there's a couple of metaphysics we'd like to get into, but to point out to the Chabarim, look up the metaphysics of Paddan Aram, right, and Haran as well. Also, we're going to look at Bethel, Dutel, the house of El, Bethel. Also, the place name that was formerly known, right, the former naming of it, the place called Luz. But right here for the Sunday service. So here, Torah reading and feeding. You know, like with the disciples in that first century time where Paul would stay up all night, you know, reasoning, you know, from the Shabbat day, you know, into the next day, and they would gather together on the first day. Here for the first day service. Here the psalm appointed here for the evening service of the first day, Psalm 24. Here we have Psalm 24. Like to share the Hebrew of this right here, our sister Queen Makeda. Also get the info up there on the boot camp, the Hebrew boot camp. If one want a Hebrew boot camp, you know, from a very fluent, you know, Hebrew speaker among I, you know, Rastafari Yehudi, you know, and Israelite people. Yes, I, even living in the land. Here, this is clean hands. Yes, I, Queen Makeda.
You have 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Word and they that
the world
there
and they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jacob?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands.
He that hath
and a pure heart.
And pure heart.
Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity.
Up his
nor scorned
his
equal. He hath received the blessing from Jah Jah. And righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. Generation of them that seek him.
This is a generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say who?
Glory shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Jah Rastafari. He is the King of glory. King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of glory? Emperor Haile Selassie.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of kings. Lord of lords. Conquering lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world.
Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Give ear, O Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. For the Chamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayetzeh, Sabbath, and he went out, Sabbath, and he went forward. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that's called Genesis, here in the Sefer Bereshith. Here in Genesis chapter 30, here at verse 28, for the Chamishi, for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, up offering for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayetzeh. Why Yomara Nakva Si Karka Alai with Aitena? And he said, Why Yomar? And he said, He said, He appoint me, appoint I thy wages, and I will give it. Why Yomar Nakva Nakva Si Karka Si Karka Alai, we etana, why yomara natva sikarka alai, we etana, appoint me, appoint I thy wages, natva sikarka, and I will give it, natva sikarka alai, we. And he said to him, Thou knowest how I have served thee, the I, and how thy cattle was with me, with I. For it was little which thou hadst before I came, and it is now increased to a multitude, and Yahuwah and Jehovah have blessed thee, I, since my coming. And now when shall I provide for mine own house also? And he said, What shall I give thee, the I? And Yaakov and Jacob said, Thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy, the I flock. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence, from there, all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me, answer for I, in time and I were to come. So shall my righteousness answer for me, in time and I were to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. For everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. So shall my righteousness with anata be sidakatia biyoma mahar kia tabo ala sekari li faneka kola shera eyanenua nakod with alua ba zin with whom Wechum baka sabin ga nuba hua iti. So shall my righteousness answer for me, answer for I in time and I were to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me, with I. And Laban said, Behold, I would it might be according to thy word, And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-straped and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Yaakov and Jacob. And Yaakov and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Yaakov and Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and peeled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle, ring-straked, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs, and set the faces of the flocks toward the ring-straked, and all the brown in the flock of Laban, of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not to Laban, to Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler were Laban's, were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, enough cattle, and had much cattle, and maid servants, and men servants, and camels, and asses. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevir, first book of Moses, Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 31. And he heard the words of Laban, of Laban's son, saying, Yaakov have taken away all that was our father's. And of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. And he heard the words of Laban's and Laban's, Waishma'ah etta divreya b'neya Laban. And he heard the words of Laban, Laban's sons, Lamor, saying, Latach Yaakov et kol asher le avinu uameya esher le avinu asa etta kol hakavod hazeh. Jacob, Yaakov, hath taken away all that was Avinu, Einai father's, and of that which was Avinu, Einai father's, hath he gotten all this wealth. And Yaakov and Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. Vayare'e Yaakov et pnei Laban, and Jacob beheld the countenance, the face of Laban, of Laban, v'hineh, and behold, eineinu imo, Kita mola shilashom, and behold, it was not toward him as before time. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Yaakov, and Jehovah said to Wayomer Yahuwah el Yaakov, Shub el Aretza Evoteka. Return to the land of thy fathers, Ula Moladeteka, and to thy kindred, We Ehiyah Imak, and I will be We Ehiyah, and I will be Imak, and I will be with thee. And Yaakov sent and called Rachel and Leah, Rachel and Leah, to the field, to his flock, and said to them, I see your father's countenance, I see your father's face, that it is not toward me as before, but Elohim, but the Elohim, the true God of my father, hath been, hath been with me. Wayomer lahen ro'eh anoki et apnei biyaken kia eyaneinu elaya kitamola shilshom welohe avi haya imadi haya imadi. But the Elohim of my father, Elohe Avi, hath been with me, Haya Imadi, and ye, and y'all know that with all my power, I have served your father, and your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But Elohim suffered him not to hurt me with law. Natano Elohim le hara'a imadi. And if he said thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle be speckled. And if he said thus, like this, the ring straight shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring straight. Thus, like this, Elohim have taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me and given them to I. And it came to pass at the time at the Iowa that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. Parenthesis, the call back, the call forward, the call, the return call, the call back to Betel, verse 11. Wayomer Eli Malaka ha Elohim, and the angel Malak ha Elohim, the angel of the true good, the true God, ha Elohim, spake to I in a dream. Ba Chelom Yaakov Wa Omar Hineni, saying, Yaakov, Jacob. And I said, Wa Omar, Hineni, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban, that Laban, doeth to thee. I am the true good, the true God of Betel, of Bethel, Anoki Ha'el, Betel. I, Anoki, the God, Ha'el, Anoki Ha'el, the Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Betel, Anoki Ha'el, Betel. I be Ha'el of Beit El, of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, the stella, and where thou vowest the vow to me, to I. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return to the land of thy kindred. The flight of Yaakov, the flight of Jacob. Verse 14. And Rachel, Leah, and Rachel, and Leah answered and said to him, is there yet any portion or inheritance for us, for I and I, in our father's bait, in our father's house? Are I and I not counted of him strangers? For he hath sold I and I, and have quite devoured also our money, for all the riches which Elohim, the true good, the true God, hath taken from Abinu, from I and I father, that is ours, I and I's, and our children's, and I and I children's. Now then, whatsoever Elohim, the true good, the true God, have said to thee, I to thee, 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 to thee say whatsoever. Now then, we ata, now then, call Asher Amar Elohim, all that Elohim have said to Aleka, to the eye, say, do. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Sheshi, hear for the six, Aliyah, the six up offering, the six reading, hear for this Shabbat, Yitzeh, Sabbath, and he went out. Here picking up the first book of Moses, Hebrew book, Genesis chapter 31, here at verse 17, for the Sheshi, Aliyah, Wayakama Ya'ikob, Wayayisa Eta Banayo, we eta nashayo Allah hagimalim Yaakov, then Jacob rose up. Wayakam Yaakov, then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives. Wayisa eta banayo we eta nashayo upon camels al hagimalim. Hagamalim, upon the camels. And he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Padan Aram, for to go to Yitzhak, to Isaac, his father, in the land of Canaan. And Laban and Laban went to shear his sheep. And Rachel had stolen the images. And Rachel had stolen the teraphim, called the images, the teraphim that were her father's. And Yaakov stole away unawares to Laban, Laban the Syrian, the Aramean, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had. And he rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Yaakov, that Jacob was fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey. And they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, and Elohim came to Laban, Laban the Syrian, the Aramean, in a dream by night, and said to him, take heed that thou speak not to Yaakov, to Jacob, either good or bad. Oyabo Elohim Laban ha Arami ba chlom ha laila vayomer lo Hishamera leka pena tidabira ima Yaakova mitoba ad ra'a. Then Laban, Laban, overtook Yaakov. Now Yaakov, Jacob, had pitched his tent in the mountain. Laban, Laban, with his brethren, pitched in the mount of Gilead. And Laban, Laban said to Yaakov, what hast thou done that thou hast stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me and steal away from my, and didst not tell me that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with songs, with tabret and with harp, and hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou, I hast now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. Yesha le'el yadi. It is in the God's el of my hand. Yesha le'el yadi. It is in the el of yadi. It's in the power of my hand, the God of my hand, to do you hurt. But the Elohim of your father spake to I yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Yaakov, to Jacob, either good or bad. Yeshal el yadi ala esota imakem ra'a weloheya abikema emes Emesh amare laia le mora, hishamer leka, mia dadera ima yaikova mitova adara'a. And now, though thou wouldest needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's bait, thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? Why have you stolen Elhai, my gods? And Yaakov answered and said to Laban, to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, peradventure, perhaps, thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me, with whomsoever thou findest thy Elohim, thy gods, let him not live. Before our brethren, discern thou what is thine with me, what is thine with I, and take to thee, to the I. For Yaakov, for Jacob knew not that Rachel, that Rachel, had stolen them. And Laban and Laban went to Yaakov's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents. But he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel, Rachel, had taken the images, the teraphim, and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban, Laban searched all the tents, but found them not. And she said to her father, let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, I, for the custom of woman is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images, but found not the teraphim. And Yaakov and Jacob was wroth, and chode with Laban, with Laban. And Yaakov answered and said to Laban, to Laban, what my trespass? What is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly, hotly pursued after me? What? Why Yichar li Yaakov, and Jacob was wroth. Why Yareba bi Laban, and strove with Laban. And Yaakov, why Yana Yaakov answered. Why Yomera li Laban, and said to Laban, Ma Pishai, Pishai, Ma Pishai, Ma Pishai, what is my transgress? Ma chatati, ma chatati, ma pishi, pishi, ma chatati. What is my trespass? What is my sin? Kia dalakata acharai, that thou hast hotly, so hotly pursued after I. Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both, betwixt I and I both. This twenty years have I with thee, I, thy ewes, the female sheep, thy ewes, and thy she-goats have not cast their young. And the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not to thee, I. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus, like this, have I been 20 years in Beitikah, in the I bait, in the I house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the Elohim of my father, the Elohim of Abraham, and the fear of Yitzhak had been with me. Surely thou hast sent me away now empty. Elohim hath seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee. Eloheya Abi, Eloheya Abraham, Ua Fahad, Ufahad Yitzhaka, Haya, Hayali, except the Elohim of my father, Elohei Abi, the Elohim of Abraham, Elohei Abraham, and the fear of Isaac, Ua Fahada Yitzhaka, had been on my side, Hayali. Hayali ki ata rekam ki ata rekam shelachetani eta anyi eta yigia kapay aa Elohim wa yokach amesh. Surely thou hast sent me away empty. Surely now hast thou would have sent me away empty. Elohim has seen. Ah, Elohim. Elohim has seen mine affliction and the labor of my hand. Why yokach? Yigia kapai and gave judgment yesternight. Why yokach? Amesh.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Shavi'i, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering, hear for this seventh Rastafari sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding, and I sabbatical mana right here for this Shabbat, why it say Sabbath, and he went out. Here we pick up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis chapter 31, here at verse 43, for the Shavi'i. Vayana labana vayomer el yaikoba habanota benotai we habanim banai we hatsona soni we call asherata elihua we lia liba notai ma ese le eile hayom o le due neya hen asher ya ladu and Laban and Laban and Laban and Laban Laban answered and said to Yaakov, why you on Laban? Why Yomer El Yaakov? These daughters are my daughters, Habanot Binotai, and these children are my children. These sons are my sons, with Habanim Banai, and these cattle, my cattle, with Hatzona Tzoni. And all that thou seest is mine. We call Asherata Re'lihu. And what can I do this day to these, my daughters? We're liba notai. Ma e'ese le'elehayom. Or to their children, which who they have born, or liba nehen asher yaladu, or liba nehen asher yaladu. Now, therefore, come thou, make a covenant. I and thou, and let it and make it be for a witness between me and thee, between I and I. And Yaakov and Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar and Jacob, and Jacob, why Yikach Yaakov, Aven, why Ria Neha, Matseva, and set it up for Matseva, a pillar. And Yaakov said to his brethren, gather stones. And they took stones and made an heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban and Laran, Laban called it Jagar Sahaduta, but Jacob called it Dalid, 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 Dalid. And Laban and Laban, Yikralo Laban, Yigara Sahiduta, Yigara Sahiduta, and Laban called it Yigara Sahiduta, with Yaakov, and Jacob Aralo called it Galaed, 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 called it Galaed, Galaed, and Laban, said, this heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore was the name of it called Galaed, Galaed, Awai Yomer Lavana, Ha Gal, Ha Gal Haze, this heap, Aida, Bainiwa Bainika Hayom, this heap is witness between me and thee, between I and the I, this day, Hagal Haze, Hagal Haze, Aida Bainiu Bainika Hayom, Alkin, Alkin, therefore, Alkin, Kara Shemo, therefore was the name of it called Galaed, and Mizpah, for he said, the Lord Yahweh, Jehovah, watch between I and the I when we are absent one from an other. With ha mitzvah, with ha mitzvah, Asher Amara, Yitzef, Yitzafi Yehovah, Yitzafi Yehovah, Beini Ubeineka, Kia Nisater, Sater, Sater, Ish Mea Rehu, Mitzvah, Ha Mitzvah, We Ha Mitzvah, and Mitzvah, Asher Amar, for he said, Yitzafi Yehovah, Yitzafi Yehovah, for Jehovah watch. Yitzef Yehovah, Beini Ubeineka, between I and the I. Ki ni satir, ki ni satir, when we are absent, when we are hidden, ish man, mea re'ehu, man from his companion, 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 companion. Jehovah watch between I and the I when we are absent, one from another. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take another wise, otherwise, beside my daughters, no man is with us, with I and I. See, God is witness betwixt me and thee, betwixt I and the I. Re'e Yahuwah, Re'e, Re'e, see. Re'e Elohim, Elohim, Re'e Elohim, Aid Baini Ubeineka, Re'e, see, Elohim, Aid Baini Ubeineka, see, Elohim is witness betwixt I and the I. And Laban said to Yaakov, behold this heap, and behold this matzeva, this pillar, this stella, which I have cast betwixt, between I and the I, between me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar, Matzava, be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to the eye, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar, Matzava, to I, to me, for harm, for harm, for harm. The God Elohim of Abraham, and the God Elohim of Nahor, the Elohim of their father, judge betwixt us, betwixt I and I. And Yaakov swear, and Jacob swear, by the fear of his father Yitzhak, by the fear of his father Isaac, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Nahora,
Yisha Petu, Yish Petua, Bayaneinu Eloheya Abihen, Waya Yishava Yaakov, De Fahada, Abio Yitzhak, and Jacob swore by Fahada Vio Yitzhak, by the Fahada, fear of his father Yitzhak. Then Yaakov offered sacrifice upon the mount and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread and tarried all night in the mount. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael. Here at the 55th verse in the KJV, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 31 at verse 55 in the King James Version, corresponding with the first verse in the Chumash, in the Sefer Bereishis, is chapter 32, the Lamed Beit, chapter 32, verse 1. Genesis chapter 31, verse 55, is chapter 32, verse 1. Wayashkem lavana babokar. Wayanasheka le banayo. We le benotayo. Wayabareka ettehen. Wayaleka, waya yashava laban, limokomo. And early in the morning, Laban rose up. Wayashakem lavana babokara, and kissed his sons and his daughters. Wayanakesha lebanayo lebenotayo, and blessed them. Wayabareka etekem, and Laban departed and returned to his place. Wayalek, wayashav lavana limokomo. And here, KJV, chapter 32. Jacob, supplanter, becomes Israel, a prince with Ha'el, with Elohim. And Jacob and Yaakov. And Yaakov went on his way, and the angels of Elohim met him. Where Yaakov halaka le darko, waya yisigu bawa malake Elohim. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is Elohim's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Vayomer Yaakov k'asher ra'am Machineh Elohim. And Jacob said when he saw them, Vayomer Yaakov k'asher ra'am, this is Elohim's camp. Machineh Elohim zeh, this is Elohim's camp of Elohim, this. Machine Elohim ze. Vayikra shem ha makom. And he called the name of the place, the shem ha makom, of the spot, hahu machinaim. Machinaim. And here, fulfilling this seventh sabbatical Torah portion, mana, reading and feeding, and I Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong, for Shabbat, why you'd say, send better with the toe, Sabbath, and he went out, and he went forward. Glory be to the Word, glory be to the Son, glory be to the Power, glory be to Ainai Father and King, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in name of Jesus Christos, Ainai Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
To the words of Jacob, these are the words of our father, O Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Baruchata Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam metei, vatokanu. Baruch ata Yahweh, noten ha-Torah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot. 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 After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said. Baruch ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch ata Yahuwah, noten ha-Torah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jaloh. Wa'imru. Amen. Kabur l'k'alu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'haylu. Glory to the word. Glory be to the word. Glory be to the sound. Glory be to the power. Kabur l'k'alu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'haylu. Kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu. Glory be to our Father and our King. Kabur l'abuna, l'ngusna. Like Adama, we highly Selassie. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Be'et Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Be'getachna, be'medchanetachin, be'Yesus Christos Sim. Amen.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim V'ratzah b'debreihim Hane'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torach U'moshe abdo U'b'Israel ammo U'b'nebiei ha'emet v'atzelik. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
yes, yes, yes. A little technical something right here. Stay tuned, brothers and sisters and brothers. Right here. Bringing it forward just now. Once again, the El Shaddai tune.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Yes, El Shaddai, help I. Think it was a little technical. We don't have the brothers Aliot for the Haftarah or for the Brit Chadasha, for the Hosea reading, and for the Yohanan John's Gospel reading. So right here we're going to do, you know, the duty right here and right up with that. Just give me one moment to grind. Yes, I, Rastafari. But here, this little segue tune right here. Let's bring up a tune right here in the meantime. Brothers and sisters, just give me one moment to get the scripts, the scrolls, and to come forward with the reading and feeding. Yes, I, Rastafari. So right here as a segue tune, let's get this right here as a segue tune. What does come up? Okay, the elders, the King's Highway. Yes, I, Michael Tribe.
Rastafari is our life. He is the 225th great grandson of King Solomon. Second 19th verse declares, men and brethren, let me freely speak. The prophet. I am my burn, I fight by everything that is. I am dead. God swear unto David, according to the flesh,
in the wrath of our eyes, my life.
Through his lineage, upon his throne in the last
day.
It is written in Revelation 1. I am the root of David and the bright and morning star. Revelation 5 declare,
I am my burn aside from everything that is. I am dead.
There was none found worthy to walk the seven seals. No man in heaven, neither on above the heaven.
Seven seals.
says he was found worthy. Worthy is the Lamb that sits upon the throne of David.
Yadin here, gonna ride out the Haftarah right here. Some technical behind the scenes things, but the Haftarah from Hosea 12, chapter 12, focus verses, verse 12 to chapter 14, verse 10. And then after that, we have the Brit Chadasha. Hopefully, we'll still get a couple of questions here for this Shabbat. Vayetze, wa yetze. And he went.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. 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 Evermore.
Okay, so here, in Hosea, we have Hosea chapter 12. Hosea chapter 12. Let's make sure that the verses line up. Okay, 90 seconds, y'all. 90 seconds, y'all. Got 90 seconds before we go into the grace of this podcast right here. 90 seconds. Give me one moment right here. Just some background right here to do, just in case we have some technicals. So to heal up to brothers Ras Sahar Ahad, if those are audible, that I did, we'll be sure to share it, as well as Wyndham Ras Ayas and Tafari for the Brit Hadasha. 60 seconds, y'all, 60 seconds, right here. Just once again.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
So here for the Brit Hadasha, Slika. Here for the Haftarat Vayitzei. Haftarat Vayitzei. The Haftarah, the prophet's reading here, Hosea chapter 12 here in the Hebrew at verse 13, which would correspond here with the KJV, Hosea chapter 12 at verse 12. So chapter 12, verse 12, the KJV, B'Shem Ha'ab V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Ahua Achad, in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One. So here we have, and Jacob fled into the country of Syria, and Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. So here, the Hebrew. Wayivrach Yaakov Sedea Rama Wayabod Yisrael Beisha Uave Isha Shamar. And Jacob, Yaakov fled. Wayivrach Yaakov. And Jacob, Yivrach. He fled. Wayibrach Yaakov, Sede Aram. He fled into the field of Sede Aram, the field of Aram. Wayavod Yisrael, and Israel served. Wa and Yaabod, Vayavod, Wayavod, and he served Yisrael, Israel, Beisha, serves for a wife, a Isha, Uva Isha, and a Isha, and for an Isha, Eshet Oset Shamar, Shamar, he kept, he guarded. The sense here, often in translation, for and for a wife, he kept sheep. But if you look at the KJV, the King James Version, you'll see the word sheep, right, is italicized. And here, Rastafari Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews in our Torah studies and script studies, we find that wherever you find the italicization, the KJV, because those words have been supplied by the translator. So again, this opening verse, which is Hosea chapter 12 in the Hebrew, it will be verse 13 in the King James Version, be chapter 12, verse 12. Again, Vivrit, the Hebrew, Ani leHosea, I repeat. Vayivrach Yaakov b'sedei Rama, vayavoda Yisraela b'isha uva isha shamar. And Jacob fled into the field of Aram. That would be nowadays Syria, Aram. And Israel served for an Isha, Eshet, or said a wife, and for a wife, Be'isha uva Isha, and for a wife, Shamar, he guarded, he kept. And by a prophet, Yahweh, Jehovah, brought Yisrael, Israel, up out of Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. And by a prophet was he kept. Ephraim hath provoked most bitterly. Therefore shall his blood be cast up on him, and his reproach shall, it says, his Lord return to him. Shall his Lord, shall his Adonav, Adonav, his Adonai, return to him. Let's compare this verse by verse. And by a prophet, Yahuwah brought Yisrael out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore shall he leave his blood up on him, and his reproach shall Adonai, his Lord, his Adon, return to him. So we can see right there, or hear right there, the little nuances in the reading here. Chapter 13, Hosea chapter 13. When Ephraim spoke, there was trembling, and he exalted himself in Yisrael, Yasharala. But when he became guilty through Baal, he died. And now they sin, they uck up, mow and mow, more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver according to their own understanding, even idols. All of them that walk, that work of the craftsmen, all of them the work of the craftsmen, of them they say, they that sacrifice men kiss calves. They that sacrifice men kiss calves. Therefore, they shall be as the morning cloud and as the dew that early passeth away, as the chaff that is driven with the wind out of the threshing floor, and as the smoke out of the window. Yet I am Yahuwah, he who be who he be. Ve'anokhi Yahuwah Eloheka, I be he who be who he be, thy Elohim. From the land of Egypt, me'aretz Mitzrayim, and thou knowest no God, no Elohim, but me, but I. Ve'Elohim Zulati lo teda. And beside me, beside I, there is no savior. Ua Moshiach, Ain Bilti. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. When they were fed, they became full. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me, therefore they have forgotten I. Therefore am I become to them as a lion, as a leopard, will I watch by the way. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, and will rend the enclosure of their hearts. I will rip the enclosure of their hearts, and there will I devour them. Will I eat them up? Will I devour them like a lioness? The wild beasts shall tear them. It is thy destruction, O Yasharala, O Israel, that thou art against me, against thy help. Ho, now thy king, that he may save thee in all thy cities, and thy judges, of whom thou saidest, give me a king and princes. I give thee a king in mine anger, and take him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin, his uckery, his fookery is laid up in store. The throes of a travailing woman, the labor pains of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for it is time he should not tarry in the place of the breaking forth of children. Shall I ransom thee from the power of Sheol, of the Da'at, of the netherworld? Shall I redeem thee from Mavet, from death? Ho, thy plagues, O Mavet, O death, O Mot. Ho, thy destruction, O Sheol, O netherworld. Repentance be hid from mine eyes. For though he be fruitful among the reed plants, an east wind shall come, the wind of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, cometh up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all precious vessels. Hear, 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 chapter 14, Chabarim. Samaria shall bear her guilt. Tesham Shomron Ki Marta Be'a Loheha Ba Chereba Yipolo Olelehema Yerutashu Wehariotav Yevukau. Samaria, she shall bear her guilt, for she hath rebelled against her power, against her God, Beloheha. They shall fall by the sword, Bacherev. Their infants, Olelehem, shall be dashed in pieces, and their woman, and their woman with child shall be ripped up. Return, return, Shuvah Yisrael. Return, O Israel, Shuvah Yisrael ad Yahuwah Eloheka. Return, O Israel, to he who be, thy Elohim. For thou, the eye, has stumbled in thine iniquity. Kia kashalta ba avonecha. You have stumbled in your moral perversity. Take with you words, and return to Yahuwah, return to Jehovah, Veshuvah, Eli Yahuwah. Say to him, Imru, forgive all iniquity, all moral perversity. Imru, Elav, call, Tisa, Avon, Vikah, Tov. Vikah Tov, and accept that which is Tov, accept that which is good. So will we render for bullocks the offerings of our lips. O Nishalma Farim Sifatein. Ashur shall not save us, I and I, We, I and I, will not ride upon horses, neither will we call any more the work of our hands our gods, our Elohim. For in thee, in the eye, the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. For mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew to Yasharallah, to Yisrael. He shall blossom as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon, as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his fragrance as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall again make corn to grow, and shall blossom as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? As for me, I respond and look on him. I am like a leafy cypress tree. From me is the fruit found. Whoso is wise, let him make him understand, overstand these things. Whoso is prudent, make him know them. For the ways of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, are right. And the just, the righteous, do walk, do trod in them. But transgressors do stumble therein.
Glory to the power, glory to thy Father, thy King, glory to the first power of the Trinity, Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen, amen. The Imru, and say amen. Hear the reading from the Haftarah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
And so here, just keeping it moving forward here. Here we have John's Gospel, going to Brit Hadash, New Covenant reading, John chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 19 to verse 51. John chapter 1, verse 19 to verse 51. So first things first, the bracha, the blessing before the reading of the Brit Chadasha, the reading of the new, the renewed covenant reading. Here.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu. Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarot, Shel Habarit Ha Hadasha. Baruch Atah Adonai, Notain Habarit Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
So here we have the gospel according to St. John. Here we have Ha Besorah, the gospel. Ha Besorah, Ha Kedosha, the holy gospel, the holy proclamation, good news. Ha Besorah, Ha Kedosha, Al Pi Yohanan. According to, or in the Hebrew has a sense of like on the mouth of. So the Holy Gospel, the Ha Besorah, Ha Kedosha, Al Pi Yohanan. the gospel according on the mouth of Yohanan, John's gospel. So here, the Brit Chadasha right here. Here we pick up with John chapter 1, the Aleph chapter here, and here at verse 19. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one. So here, Inglesenia, Skedmo, firstly the English, and this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? Who art the I? Vizotehi eduta Yohanan bisha loach hayahudim mi Yerushalayim kohanim ualewim lishol oto mi ata. When they ask him, who art thou? Mi ata. Verse 20, moving forward. And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And he confessed and denied not. Vayode willo ki chesh. Why your death and lay more ani ni ha Mashiach. He said ani I and ni am not ha Mashiach. Ani and ni ha Mashiach. I am not the Messiah, the anointed. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Eliyahu? Elias, are you Elijah? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet, that Nabi? And he said, lo, no. Then said they to him, who art thou? Who art the I that we may give an answer to them that sent us, that sent I and I? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of Yahuwah, make straight the way of Jehovah, as the prophet, as saith the prophet Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, why, Lama? Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Moshiach, that Messiah, nor Eliyahu, nor Elias, nor Elijah, neither that Nabi, neither that prophet? Yohanan, John, answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom y'all know not. He it is who coming after me, after I is preferred before me, before I, whose shoes latcheth his shoelaces, I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Beth Abara, beyond Yardane, Jordan, where Yohanan was baptizing. So here, verse 29. The next day, Yohanan, John, seeth Yeshua coming to him and saith, behold, the Lamb of Elohim that taketh away the sin, the uckery of the world. The next day, right here, this is Hebrew, Vayehiya Mia Mahorat, Vayehiya Mia Mahorata, Wayar Yohanan eta Yeshua ba elav. Wayomar hine se ha Elohim ha nosei chataata ha olam. Take away the sin of the world, or the eternal sin. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man that is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. but that he should be made manifest to Yisrael. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And Yohanan, John, be a record saying, I saw the Ruach, the Spirit, descending from Shemaima, from heaven, like a dove, like a Yonah. And it abode up on him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, upon whom thou shalt see Haruah, the Spirit, the Iris, descending and remaining on him, the same is he that baptizes with the Ruach HaKadosh, with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bear record that this is the Bain Elohim. And I saw Va'ani Raiti, and I saw Va'aida Ki, and I bear witness that Zehu, that this is he, Zehu, Bain Ha Elohim. This is he, the son of the Elohim. Here at verse 35 is sometimes superscribed as the public ministry of Yeshua, HaMoshiach, of Yeshua the Messiah. Here, verse 35 right here. Again, the next day, after John, Yohanan stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Yeshua as he walked, he said, behold, look and see, here it is, the Seha Elohim, the Seha Elohim, the Lamb of the Elohim. And the two disciples, the two Talmudim, they heard him speak, and they followed Yeshua. Then Yeshua turned and said, and saw them following. Then Yeshua turned and saw them following and saith to them, What seek y'all? Vayefen. And he turned Yeshua, Aharayo, after him, Vayar, and saw Otam, and saw them, Holkim, walking Aharayo after him, Vayomer, and said Elehem to them, Ma, what? Te vakeshu, what are you seeking? They said to him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou, the I? Wayomru Elayo, and they said to him, Rabbi, Perusho, being interpreted, Mori, teacher, Efo Talin, where do you dwell? And he said to them, Come and see. He said to them, Vayomer Elehem, Bou, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two that heard Yohanan, John the Baptist, that is, speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith to him, we have found HaMoshiach, the Messiah, that is, being interpreted, the Christ or Christos. And he brought him to Yeshua. And when Yeshua beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, Shimon, Ben Yonah, son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Kepha, that is, by interpretation, a stone. the day following, Yeshua would go forth into Galilee and find a Philip, and saith to him, follow me, follow I. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Petro and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith to him, we have found him, of whom Moshe in HaTorah and in HaNabim the prophets did write, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, Ben Yosef, son of Joseph. And Nathanael said to him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth, out of Notri? Philip saith to him, come and see. Yeshua saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, behold, an Israeli, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith to him, whence knowest thou me? From where do you know I? Yeshua answered and said to him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, thou art the Bain Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim. Thou art the son of the Elohim. Thou art king of Israel, Melech Israel. Yeshua answered and said to him, because I said to the eye, I saw thee under the tree, under the fig tree, believest, amenest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith to him, verily, verily. And he saith to him, amen, amen. He saith to him, verily, verily, or amen, amen. Ani omer, I say to you, hereafter y'all shall see heaven open and the Melakim of Elohim ascending and descending al Bein Ha'adam, on the son of the Adam, on the son of man, al Bein Ha'adam. For the full right here, Kabur Kalu, Kabur Dimsu, Kabur Hailu, glory to the word, glory to sound, glory to power, Kabur Le Abinu, Le Melkeno, glory to our Father, our King, Kabur Le Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of the Moshiach, yes, I, Rastafari. So here, full of full right here, got a little bit of time right here, let's try to touch on a few questions right here. Yes, I, Temesken, Baruch Hashem.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be Temesken, Xiavi Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos. The Sabbath seal Psalm right here, 144, one of the two Sabbath seal Psalm 144, and we have Psalm 67 right here. Sabbath seal Psalm right here on the dub of the Nazarene, stay tuned on the Rastafari Yehudi Just Vibes, and going to explain the difference between Nazarite is not Nazarene, and give you the intel on that. But here, the dub of the Nazarene. Yes, I, we're in the Nazarene. Yeshua HaNotri, the King of Kings, Kedemawi Haile Selassie, his Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari, I.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plant grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. So right here, a few Q&A's right here. The time that we still have here, a little less than a half hour right here, brothers and sisters. Know it's early in some regions, it's late at night or early in the morning, you know, but this is for all who are willing to hear, you know what I mean, and give ear, you know, hopefully a MRE, mana ready to eat. So here, let's touch on some of the Q's and A's right here for this seventh sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. So here we have Vayitzeh, Vayitzeh, right? We touched on a few intro, you know, of this Torah reading and feeding, but let's go through some of the questions right here. Just getting some of the questions. Give thanks to Hebrew for Christians, you know, Ivrita Lenotrim, you know, for the Nazarenes, you know, Nazarene, Notri. The Christianoid, that's a whole other term. We'll touch on that, you know, as time moves forward. But here, question one, what does Vayitzeh or Vayitzeh, 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 what does it mean, Chavarim? Here, picking up with Bereshit, Genesis chapter 28, verse 10. So the first of the questions here gives us some of these questions. We have Vayitzeh. First question, what does Vayitzeh, or other Yehudi, others would enunciate the modern Hebrew, Vayitzeh. They'll say Vayitzeh, Vayitzeh, Vayitzeh. Ancient Afro-Shemitic pointing, Vayitzeh, Vayitzeh, Vayitzeh. What does Vayitzeh mean? The word Vayitzeh, Vayitzeh, it means Vah and Yitzeh. He went out in a simple, basic, but as we went through the sa'ah, you know, the yatsa, yatsa, yatsa means like it has a sense of exodus, yatsa, to go out. The exodus from Mitzrayim is called the yetziat, yetziat, the exodusing, yetziat, mi Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, or the yetziat Mitzrayim, the exodus of Mitzrayim. From the same Hebrew root verb, the yatsa. So in the context of Genesis Bereshit, Genesis chapter 28, verse 10, pointing to two words that could be both translated as went, the first is that he had to exit. He had to exit the particular situation back in his, you say, his hometown with his brother, with Esau and such things. And then he trotted to Harana. Right. Question two. So Vayitzeh, and he exited.
right? The sense of, and he exited this. You know, he made an exit in that sense. Why you'd say? Question two, what's so special, Hebraically speaking, about Beersheba, Beersheba, or Beersheba? What's so special about Beersheba? Beersheba or Beersheba means, in translation, the well, the Be'er of Sheva or Shava, of the oath, the Sheba, Sheba 7. Beersheba, the well of the oath, the well of 7. Also is referred to even in the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees by its other reference, the well of the vision, because of Hagar and the vision she had with the Malaika Yahuwah, with the angel of Jehovah. Beersheba was a sacred shrine. In Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 21:33, it reads, Abraham planted an eshel, a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and called Zeah on the Shem of Yahuwah, as the everlasting or the eternal, El Olam, Genesis 21:33. Now, various theophanies, Theo in the Koine Greek and English, Theo referring like to God in that sense, and theophanies is like appearances of the divine appearances. So various divine appearances or theophanies, they occur there. First one was the Hagar, the Mitzrit, the Egyptian, in Genesis 21:17. Then to Yitzhak, then to Isaac, in Bereshit, Genesis 26:24. And then to Yaakov, then to Jacob, in Genesis 46:2. And also to Elijah, Elias, in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 5. Now, Amos later, according to the prophet Amos, he later identified it, Beersheba, along with Bethel, and Gilgal, as one of the rival shrines or holy places to the Heikal, to the temple, even the temple in Jerusalem, right, temple worship in Jerusalem. These were some of the rival worship sites, other places people went to worship. So we have Beersheba, we have Bethel, and Gilgal, rival shrines to the Heikal worship in Jerusalem. Question three, here, for this RSS number 7 for Shabbat Vayetzei, for Senbet Wetato. Question three, why did Yaakov flee Beersheba? Why did he flee? You know, why did he jet? He made his exit from Beersheba. Well, Jacob, he fled from the heat, the anger, the wrath, right, of his twin brother Esau, right, to go to the land of Haran in Aram, also known as Syria, where his mother's family had settled from the days of Nahor, Abraham's brother. Question four, on the way to Harana, Yaakov, he stopped at the place. In the Hebrew, we know this as Bamakom, at the place, not at a place, but at the place, Hamakom, at the spot, Bamakom. What happened there? According to Genesis, Bereshit, Genesis 28:11-19, well, Jacob had a chalom, he had a dream, right, of a sulam, of a ladder, of a staircase, a sulam to Shemaimah, to the heavens, with the Melakim, with the angels going up and down on it. Yahuwah, Jehovah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, he stood above it and extended the Abrahamic oath, the Abrahamic Shiva, the oath of Baraka to him. Question five. When Jacob awoke, Jacob was woke, right? When Jacob awoke from the chalom, from the dream, what did he say? Jacob, he was filled with awe or dread, nora. He said nora, dreadful, right? He was filled with awe, awesome. And it called the makom, he called the place, the house, the Beit El and the Sha'ar of Shemayim. He called the place, the house, the Beit of El, of the Almighty Power, and the Sha'ar, and the gate of Shemayim, the gate of the heavens. Question six, where does Yehudi, right, Yehudi, Judaic, and certain Jewish traditions say the, quote, place, the makom, ha-makom, the place, the spot, was? Well, the place, ha-makom in the Hebrew, the makom, the place, was supposedly said to be Mount Moriah, Har Moriah, based on Abraham's revelation of ha-makom, so the same, the place, ha-makom, of the sacrifice or the binding, the akedah of Yitzhak, as described in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 22, verse 4. However, the mountains, Harerei, Beit El, the mountains, interesting, even from the psalm that we had corresponding here in the season, Psalm 87, we didn't bring it out in the Midrash, but Harar, where this man was born there, right? Zeh Yulat Sham, this man was born there. Where was he born? In Harar. And, you know, Ethiopia, the mountains, likened to Jerusalem in the north, the new Jerusalem in the south. So the mountains, right, the Harim or the Harerei, Beit El of Bethel, are north. They are north of Jerusalem, of Jerusalem. And indeed, later, Beit El, Bethel, became the location of a competing shrine. There was a competing shrine of the northern kingdom. So when, after the time of Shlomo HaMelech, when Israel got divided after the tribal wars and differences, they had the 10 tribes in the north, right? That symbolically is the Ephraim. And we see Ephraim in the prophets, like in the Haftarah for this Torah reading and feeding in Hosea. When it mentions Ephraim, this is mentioning the 10 tribes. In the north, then you had Jerusalem on Benjamin's land, Benjamin incorporated in Judah, in the south with the Levites in the south. So we had the competing, right, the competing shrines and holy places after the division between north and south. The competing shrine of Bethel was located in the northern kingdom, and it was opposed to the temple worship, the Heikal worship in Jerusalem. Question seven. What did Jacob do the morning, right, on the dawning, following his chalom, following his dream? Well, he made a monument, matzeba, howlet, a stela. He made a monument from the rock he used for a pillow, and he poured oil up on it, and he made a neder, like a vow, and he named Hamakom, the spot, the place, Beit El, Bethel. Originally, the place was named Luz. Now, Luz in the Hebrew, Luz or Lawaz, some might say Lawaz, but Luz means an almond tree. Luz is an almond tree. So the spot was called, the Makom was called Luz. Almond tree, Lawaz, Luz, almond tree, and now Yaakov Avinu named it Beit El. Question eight. Let's compare Genesis 28, 1 to 5 with Genesis 28, 11 to 19, and ask this question. When did he flee? When did he flee to Laban's Beit? To Laban's house. When did he flee? Now, in the Yehudi and certain Judaic and Hebraic traditions, they state that before he went to Laban's Beit, Laban's, his uncle's house, Jacob was said to have spent 14 years. It said that he spent 14 years studying Torah. Some say he spent 14 years studying Torah with Shem. Others might say with Malkiah Tzedek. Some say that Shem is Malkiah Tzedek, right? And also Eber in Jerusalem. This was said to prepare him for marriage and to instruct him in HaTorah. Now, that's according to certain, you know, traditional interpretation. Come, make a reason if there's any truth to that. Question 9, where did Jacob meet Rachel, Rachel? And what did he do there, according to Genesis chapter 29, verses 1 to 12? Well, Jacob met Rachel at the village well. There was a village well near Haran. He lifted the rock. He said to have lifted, the Torah says he lifted the rock that topped the well, the Be'er. He watered her flock, and then he kissed her, right? Saying that he was her, quote, long-lost cousin. What do you think, young Rachel? What do you think, young Rachel? What do you think she felt about all this? Question 10. Laban was Yaakov's uncle, the brother of Imo, of his mother, Rebecca. He had two daughters. Do you know what were their names, the Shemot of Laban's two daughters? What was Laban's wife's name? Now, Laban's two daughters were named Leah, or we get Leah, or Leah, and Rachel, Leah being the older of the two. Now, we don't know, at least not according to what is in the Torah, but we can check out the Book of Jubilees, look at Genesis, right, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, right? But we don't know from Torah. In the Torah here, we do not know the name of Laban's wife. Now, beginning with Cain, and Abel and Abel's sisters, beginning with those two sisters. Many women of the Bible, right, were left unnamed. For example, we have Noah's Isha, his Eshet, his Orset, his wife, Abraham's mother, right, Lot, right, and we can also add to this Sarah's mother too, because they both had the same father, it is said, but different mothers. Lot's wife, right? Potiphar's wife, Pharaoh, the Sutenet's daughter, and even David's mother is left unnamed. But at the same time, we do also have a lot of named women. Let's zoom in on the ones that are so named. Here, question 11, but let's seek out the rest as we are able to. Question 11 here, whom did Jacob marry first? And Lamazeh, why this? Leah, because Laban, his uncle tricked Jacob, Yaakov. Because of this, there's a custom, right, that is known as the Bedekin Hakala. What is Bedekin Hakala? Bedekin Hakala is the veiling of Hakala, Kala, the bride, the veiling of the bride. This includes a rite, a ritual, where the groom, known as the Chatan, where he lowers the veil. This tradition is said to have come in because of this here, Hebraically, according to Israelite speaking, because when the groom, the Chatan, he lowers the veil, he does so to make sure, right, that his bride, the Kala, is really Zaya. This is called the Bedekin. The full of full is the Bedekin Hakala, the veiling of the bride. Question 12. Why did Leah Why did not Leah reveal her identity to Yaakov during the wedding ceremony or during the time afterward, right, on the first marital night in the tent? According to Genesis chapter 29:23, well, it is said that Rachel and Leah, remember their sisters, they made a secret agreement not to expose their daddy, the uncle Laban, his ruse, right, to hopefully spear Leah, the older of the two sisters, shame. Now, just a little footnote here. If Esau wasn't so presumptuous, you know, to go off at 40 years and marry two women at the same time, two Canaanite women, it seems as though in the narrative, maybe they both would have been sent out there. But then again, you know, seeing that she married Yaakov, it was a little better, no doubt, than marrying Esau. Question 13. When Jacob found out about the deception and expressed outrage for her part in the duplicity, what did Leah say in her defense? When Yaakov, right, it says Jacob, quote, despised, right, Leah, quote unquote, for her complicity, right? She is said to have argued that Yaakov had no reason to complain, since, from what we hear say, that he deceived his own father in order to obtain the bracha, right, of the bechora, the blessing of the birthright. Question 14. What does the name Leah mean? What does the name Leah mean? Leah in the Hebrew, it comes out to something that could be expressed as weary. Leah. It's from the Hebrew root la. What is la? La means to be grieved. La. Or offended. La. The root, the Hebrew root, first appears in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 19, verse 11. Where the blinded Sodomites, activists, right, in Sodom and Gomorrah, where they, quote, wearied themselves. They were groping and groping and groping for the door to Lot's house. Question 15. Why were Leah's eyes described as, quote, weak in Bereshit, Genesis 29 and 17? The Hebrew word rakot means tender, delicate, rakot, which perhaps is connected to a name Leah, which means weary from weakness or from just being a delicate sister. The Midrash, the study states that when Rebecca bore twins, Esau, the natural born eldest, was said to be promised to her brother's eldest, in other words, Leah, and Yaakov and Jacob was said to be promised to Rachel. Leah's eyes, her eyes were puffy and red, it is said, from her constant crying over that prospect of marrying Esau. I mean, from all that she heard, you know, news did travel. Outmoded technology, news does travel. Question 16. What was the name of Leah's servant in Genesis 29:24? Her name was Zilpah, who later became a surrogate mother for Leah and bore for her two sons. Who were the two sons? Gad and Asher. Zilpah, her name means Hebraically to trickle, like something like trickle, like myrrh, you know, it trickles. So her name, Chabarim, right here, it means to trickle. Got room for a couple more questions right here before we seal up right here. Chabarim. Here we're at question 17. What excuse did Uncle Laban give for his deception in Genesis chapter 29, verse 26? Well, he claimed that there was a tradition. You know, that's not how we do it round about here. There's a tradition of marrying the eldest first. Perhaps this was a corollary of the idea of the right of the firstborn, right, the Bechor, which Jacob, Yaakov, had usurped from Esau, from Esau. Question, did Laban already know, and that's why he did so, since you got the both blessings like that, then you know, you need to do this. Question 18, how long did Yaakov, did Jacob work for Uncle Laban, Uncle Laban, Lavan, in order to marry Rachel, the Leah, and Leah in Genesis 29:27? Jacob, he worked 7 years for each Isha, Eshet, for each Orset. He worked 7 years, 14 years. Wow. Question 19. What does the name Rachel, what does the name Rachel mean? Hovering. Rachel in the Hebrew means a ewe, like a female sheep. She was said to be the more beautiful of the two sisters, being described in the Hebrew as Yafat Toar. Yafat Toar V'Fat Mareh, which basically comes out to be beautiful in form, her figure, her body, and appearance. She's described as Yafat Toar V'Fat Mareh. Question 20 here. What was the name of Rachel's servant? Genesis 29:29. Bilha, who later became a surrogate mother for Rachel and bore for her two sons, Dan and Naphtali. Rachel and Sarah, they shared problems of barrenness. After the death of Leah, Reuben both dishonored his father and defiled Bilha by sleeping with her in Genesis 35:22. Bilha's name apparently means troubled. Bahala, like in Africa they say Bahala, troubled or bashful. But here. Yes, I'm going to seal up right here, pick up with question 21. Think about this. Why did Jacob really hate Leah? Did he? Doesn't seem so. But anyway, Shabbat Shalom, Shavua Tov, Melkam Ehud. Join 99 on the ear and in the eye with giving thanks to the breath of life. Breathe and give thanks. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here, sealing up.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. That thy way may be known upon earth, by saving hell from all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
Shavuot Tov, a good seven, good strong, sabbatically speaking. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks.